Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. President Biden has arrived in Northern Ireland to mark 25 years since the signing of the Good Friday Peace Agreement. Mr. Biden is a vocal supporter of the deal, which helped end three decades of violent conflict. Charlotte Gallagher is in Belfast.
He's only actually spending less than 24 hours in Belfast itself and in Northern Ireland. So tomorrow morning, he's been going to a local university and he's going to be meeting students and staff, and he's going to be talking about the future of Northern Ireland with them. He's also going to be meeting the British Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, and high on the agenda with him will be the political instability we have here in Belfast, where the devolved government just isn't functioning at the moment. He will also briefly meet the leaders of the five main political parties here. And that's kind of it for his time in Northern Ireland.
A global study says climate warming emissions linked to electricity production are expected to fall this year due to a boom in renewables. It says 2023 is likely to mark the first fall in the use of coal, oil and gas for energy, apart from during a pandemic. Matt McGrath reports.
Thanks to the growth of renewable energy, the electricity produced around the world last year was in effect the cleanest ever made. But even so, the rise in demand for electricity outpaced the growth of green sources, with the use of coal also edging up. That's expected to change this year. Key to this energy transition will be China. The biggest user of coal for electricity also installed around half the world's new wind turbines last year and around 40% of solar. If coal use peaks in China before 2025, researchers believe the chances of keeping global temperatures in check will increase significantly.
The International Monetary Fund has warned that global growth is expected to slow to levels not seen since the 1990s. In its latest report, the IMF says chronic inflation, high interest rates and banking instability have contributed to its gloomy economic forecast, but it doesn't expect a global recession. The IMF predicts that borrowing costs will eventually fall back to pre-pandemic levels. Central banks have been putting up interest rates to try to combat rising prices. The US Defense Secretary says he's determined to find the source of a leak of classified US documents, many of them linked to the war in Ukraine. The files have been circulating online for weeks. Lloyd Austin told a news conference in Washington that a criminal investigation is underway.
We take this very seriously. And we will continue to work closely with our outstanding allies and partners, and nothing will ever stop us from keeping America secure. We will continue to investigate and turn over every rock until we find the source of this and the extent of it.
This is the World News from the BBC. A lawyer for the imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny says his client suffered a dramatic loss of weight during a recent spell in solitary confinement. In a social media post, the lawyer said Mr. Navalny lost 8 kilos in just over 2 weeks. He demanded that toxicology and radiology examinations be carried out to diagnose what he said was an untreated stomach complaint. Gunmen in Ecuador have killed at least 9 people at a port city in the Colombian border, where criminal gangs have battled for control of drug trafficking routes. Soldiers have been searching for the gang members. Leonardo Rocha reports.
Ecuador's Interior Minister Juan Zapata said about 30 attackers arrived in Esmeraldas by boat before opening fire indiscriminately. He said there had been a dispute between rival gangs who had been extorting money from local fishermen. Mr. Zapata said that more than 1,500 members of the security forces, including soldiers, had been deployed in the hunt for the gunmen. Ecuador has experienced a surge in violence in recent years, linked to the increasing involvement of Mexico's powerful cartels with local criminal organizations.
A UN envoy has said he's encouraged by the depth and seriousness of talks on how to end 8 years of civil war in Yemen. Hans Grundberg, who is not directly involved in the discussions, said he hoped there could eventually be a sustainable settlement. Saudi officials have been negotiating with rebel Houthi officials in the Yemeni capital Sana'a in the hope of reaching a permanent ceasefire. An anonymous bidder has bought a pair of trainers worn by the US basketball star Michael Jordan for more than $2.2 million. He wore the black and red Air Jordan 13s during the NBA Finals in 1998, his sixth and final NBA championship title. They were originally given to a ball boy after the game. BBC News.